sneveri na bodo mai mi la khoy khan to vnodor an am ser hir ir ko on ait magnus maximus.
Well, hello, welcome again, and this time to the second interview guest on Gwenoro's People. And it is Wyn Thomas, controversial personality, a Welshman to his core. Well, croeso, Wyn.
Diolch yn fawr, thank you.
Tell us a bit where you came from and what were your early recollections.
Congratulate first of all on your choice of introductory music. In an era where Wales can only sing hymns and arias, I've suggested, if you think I'm being controversial, I've suggested on Facebook that every rugby club in Wales spends one evening a week teaching everybody the words to Yma o Hyd. Yeah. That would be a second best anthem we could have. I hope they take any notice. Yes, where I'm from a place called Bethesda in Dyffryn Ogwen, in North Wales, right in the heart of the mountains, surrounded as I was by Carnedd Dafydd ar Elen, Carnedd Llywelyn, Tryfan, and all the rest. And among the great mountains there, they dug the biggest ever hole in the world at that time when they built the Penryn Slate Quarries, where my father worked for a while and was so very, very, very influential in my Welsh life because of it influenced my politics and my outlook. My family had to move from Bethesda, forced from their house by Lord Penryn, the man who made his fortune through slavery in the West Indies, opened that quarry, and the men stood for 3 years solidly in a strike to try and gain workers' rights, and that has influenced me immensely. Bethesda, without Lord Penryn, without slavery, they wouldn't be Wyn. They wouldn't be Bethesda, because like in so many industrial towns that were set up in the Industrial Revolution in Wales, they were built by men who made the money in slavery. So I've had, there's my first rant.
Yes, but then, of course, it was a very Welsh town, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
A Welsh area.
Absolutely.
The whole basis of it was Welsh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like many of these towns that were built 250, 300 years ago, it's called Bethesda. It's a Jewish name, of course. It's not a Welsh name. It was named after a chapel, the biggest chapel of many, many, many chapels that were at that time in Bethesda. And there I was christened. I spent most of my time leisurely and on Sundays. You know, I was always Herod in the Christmas play, something my brother said was destined for me because it was character acting. It made my language better, my music better. My socialising of people, my duty to the community, I understood it better through the chapel. But the only problem was it didn't give me the faith.
Ah, right.
Which later gave on and was the cause of many of my
chapel,
problems.
Chapel, of course, to all of us, because we are of the same generation, it was a way of life, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that was it. So three times on Sunday, and then on Tuesday night, go to the Band of Hope. That didn't work for me because that was supposed to put you off the beard, didn't it? Go to the Band of Hope and sort of rush down. So listen first on the radio to SOS Galw Gari Tryfan,
yes.
Hour of Plant, the Children's Hour in Welsh Language Programmes. Then rush down to the chapel to Band of Hope. Thursday was the Cymdeithas, where, you know, plays and things were had and lectures from people like Bob Owen, Croeser and all the rest of it. That was life, you know?
That's right. And as a Westphalian, you're describing exactly my childhood. Now then, a teenager, what was Wyn Thomas the teenager like?
Well, a mess. The haircuts had used to disgust my father. You know, I had the DA and the Tony Curtis and all the rest of it. At that stage, the teenagers had money. You know, it's just after the war, and you know, that immediate post-war period had gone by, and the teenagers had enough money and to make their own demands of their own culture and forming their own culture, both in in hairstyles, in teddy boy suits and all the rest of it, blue suede shoes. And then, of course, it was expressed in music as the beginning of rock and roll came through, and Elvis and all the rest of it, you know?
Yes.
That was quite influential.
And where did you go for your schooling?
I had to go. I was... My father was one of 12 people, and not many of us got through the 11 plus, and I did, much to his joy and his bragging abilities with his brothers. However, that was a grammar school, but that's definitely not going grammar school. I despised it immensely. It just didn't suit me at all, and I was a failure.
No, I don't think Gwyn Thomas was ever a failure. Well, your first song, sir, which song do you want as your first one?
My father, in the 20s, 30s, he was persuaded to restart a choir in Bethesda. It was called Penryn Male Choir. And this brings me to Swansea as well, because I became a fan of Dylan Thomas and wrote a book on him.